Welcome to Politics Done Right, folks. There we go. Here we got the sound now. All kinds of problems today. We had several crashes. I don't understand why, so I'm sort of trying to figure out exactly what's going on here. Not sure what's the software. It doesn't tell us why it crashed. But anyhow, we are here now. We are here now. Anyway, folks, welcome to Politics Done Right. I want to start the show. And I hope I don't crash trying to bring this piece in. I'm going to try my best not to crash because we've been having issues today as I tried to start up the program. I don't know why. But here's the deal. I spent all my time watching the January 6th. It was compelling. It showed us that it was completely and entirely a coup attempt. And not only that, they didn't even care if people were going to get hurt, if it was going to create a war. It didn't matter. But before I get started, Bridge, I gave both Bridge and Rudnin the moderator thing. Did you guys both receive it, I hope? Please let me know if you got the moderator for YouTube. I made sure to show it, etc. Anyhow. Now, folks, I am so concerned about what was about to happen in this country. I was so concerned about what was supposed to happen in this country. Anyway, I'm going to try to give you the ending. Judge Luttig, I don't know how his name is said. He's a staunch conservative, a staunch right winger. And when he and Ben Thompson and progressives are on the same page, you know what we went through was serious. So what I want to do is, I just before we got here, I processed that video. And I am going to try to add that video to the system now with the expectation that we don't crash. If for some reason we crash, forgive me. But here's that video, and I want you to watch it, and we'll take it on the other side.
If the former president or his anointed successor as the Republican Party presidential candidate were to lose that election, that they would attempt to overturn that 2024 election in the same way that they attempted to overturn the 2020 election, but succeed in 2024 where they failed in 2020. I don't speak those words lightly. I would have never spoken those words ever in my life, except that's what the former president and his allies are telling us. As I said in that New York Times op-ed, wherein I was speaking about the Electoral Count Act of 1887, the former president and his allies are executing that blueprint for 2024 in open and plain view of the American public. I repeat, I would have never uttered one single one of those words unless the former president and his allies were candidly and proudly speaking those exact words to America. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity to appear here today for these proceedings.
That if any of our listeners, our right-wing listeners here, listen to Judge Luttig, a right-wing conservative judge that shares nothing in common with progressives, liberals, or the other. Anybody not looking at this and saying exactly what it was, what it is, and what is currently going on. They are choosing to put their heads in the sand, and they are completely anti-democracy. They are completely and entirely anti-democratic. That judge, when I listened to that at the end, I, you know, was about 7 minutes before the show began, and I said, I got to go hurry, process this video, cut it, go ahead and put it together, because I wanted you guys to hear these prescient words from this judge. Anyhow, let's get started. Welcome to Politics Unright, folks. Sorry for the problems that we've been having. All kinds of crashing that I don't understand. I'm going to have to try to figure some of this out later on. I don't know why it would have occurred. Anyhow, Egberto, just one long one. I hope you read it in full. Hopeful the January 6th highlights get the focus with plenty of airtime today. We intend to, and I'd like you guys to contribute to what you want to say about January 6th, because too many are not looking at the severity of what's occurring there and looking at it for what it is really worth. Anyhow, top Trump advisors didn't think Pence could overturn the election. Live updates. The January 6th hearing focuses on Mike Pence's key role in refusing to carry out Donald Trump's plan to overturn the 2020 election. Mark Short, chief of staff to former Vice President Mike Pence, says Pence told former President Donald Trump many times that any plan to have Pence reject electoral votes was illegal. Federal Judge J. Michael Luttig told the January 6th committee that had Pence obeyed orders from Donald Trump on January 6th, declaring Trump the presidential election winner, it would have plunged America into what is known as been tantamount to a revolution with a constitutional crisis. Fox News' Sean Hannity told White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in text messages of his concerns around January 6th. On December 31st, he wrote, "I do not see January 6th happening the way he is being told." And on January 5th, he texted that he was very worried about the next 48 hours. Representative Pete Aguilar said the January 6th committee found that of the election, it involved private conversations, a meeting with Congress, and tweets from the president. It's becoming clear, though, through multiple testimonials, that Trump and his ticky lackeys knew they lost the election. They didn't care. They wanted to hold on to power, even if doing so would have destroyed the republic. What happened on January 6th was their best desperate cry to hold on to power, and they've yet to be punished for any of it. Over 300 of the protesters, I repeat, over 300 of the protesters have arrested. As usual in America, those people that do the grunt work pay the price. They were listening to their czar. They were listening to their president when they went out there. I don't hold the animosity towards all those people that are in that attacked the Capitol. Those were a bunch of scared dummies. They were a bunch of scared people not understanding that they were being used by a corrupt criminal. They didn't know that. And you know, people say, oh, they were racist, they were this, they were, yeah, all of that may be true. But all that was all used against them. I think we need to refocus against all those crazy right-winger people that are running around. Give them some love. But go after the people who are putting into those people's mind, those people's minds what's going on here. Right? We need to have Trump in chains in front of people, ridiculed and made to look like the crooked thug that he is. Not only him, but all those that including said, well, you know, if a war occurs because of us trying to steal the election, so be it. That is what his attorney told him. That is what his attorney said when Mark Short called him up and said, hey, do you know what could happen? Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe we get a lot of riots. Maybe a lot of people get killed. Well, yeah, five people got killed because you thugs tried to execute a coup. People, again, one of the problems we have in this country is too often, more often than not, we look at the outcomes. You know, right now we have the drug problem in the country. We have people that are looking at the little petty drug dealer that is trying to make a buck selling the drugs, and they're the ones who go to jail. They don't make the chemicals that are put together to create these drugs. Those guys are living in those mansions and whatever, and they don't pay the price for anything that they do. We always go against the wrong people. Including with this coup. All these people that are going to jail are those peons who went and put on a coat and said, "We're going to get you, Mike Pence," and all those. You know, you want to hate those guys because they're the one perpetrating the actual act. But they are perpetrating this act under the direction of some evil, evil thugs. You kill the thug, and I mean, when I say kill the thug, I'm talking figuratively. You kill the thug, and you retrain the minds of those that were of which things were misrepresented to them over and over again. The ones who believe suddenly that they've lost their birthright, that, you know, because they are of the superior race, that they should be doing better. You educate those people. But this was real, people. This was real. And it wasn't just real with a few people. It was real with a whole bunch of people, including some of those in the damn Capitol Police. And we know the police. A lot of the police shares a lot of the things that Donald Trump talks about. A lot of them are Donald Trump lackeys. A lot of them are. All right, continuing with our program. Bridge MCP says, "Did you get the email moderator invite?" Oh, that was between Michael Rodney. Let's continue. Michael Rodney said, USA Today snippet. Federal Judge Jay Mudd, January 6th commission that had Pence obeyed orders from Trump on January 6th, declaring Trump the presidential winner, would have plunged America into what it says would be a revolution. I agree. Bruce Pollard, welcome aboard. In fact, let me welcome my people. Welcome, Alistair Waters. How are you doing today? AVQ, welcome aboard. Beach MCP, welcome aboard. AC Rodriguez, welcome aboard. If I forget you or miss you, you know it's just because I'm all riled up. You know, like I said, I don't have a program prepared today because I was completely pasted and I wanted to go watch this stuff. It was great, great showing the evil that is Donald Trump and his lackeys. Welcome aboard. Who else we got? Norman Reynolds. Norman, I have a call that sent you a text last night. I hope you got it. Bridge MCP say, yet a bit confusing. Bridge MCP, let's see. BD Pollard said, coup, a sudden, violent, and illegal seizure of power from a government, which is exactly what we had. Exactly what we had. Compared to Bolivia, he talks so slow, making sure his words are accurate. And actually, in the piece that I did, I chopped out much of his spaces. I was chopping real quick, though, chopping real quick to cut out a lot of the spaces so that it'll go under 4 minutes. Yvette Avery Herod, our beautiful Yvette, welcome aboard. Dave Smith says, it's just another witch hunt like the Hillary Clinton-Russia collusion hoax. There's no rich witch hunt here. Everything is open, guys. Please tell me what part of that investigation looks like a witch hunt. Everything that you see there is wide open for all to see. Roberto Lewis, welcome to Politics Done Right, hermano. Daniel Edo says, LOL, your BS show trial is not resonating with the American people. Actually, it is. And I played you, did I play that snippet? Where the guy, where Fox News finally told a lie on Fox News. And Kurtz corrected him and said, no, actually, people are watching it. 20 million people watched it. And not only that, MSNBC beat you while you decided not to play it. So you started playing it. And in fact, I watched it today on Fox because I wanted to see if Fox was going to let its people see the evil that was Donald Trump. And you know what? They saw it and they couldn't. You know what was so funny? After Fox News saw this stuff, they were stunned. You know, they were like, oh, damn. How are we going to counter that? So they brought in Professor Turley. And Professor Turley, the only thing Professor could say is, oh, the evidence is all there. Why did they have to talk about 2024? It makes it look partisan. They should have had a bipartisan commission. It is a bipartisan commission. In fact, Cheney, Representative Cheney, is more of a conservative Republican than most of the MAGA folk. They are more conservative than the MAGA folk. Amazing, isn't it? Liz Cheney, I tell you, I love Liz Cheney more so than I love Kinsinger. Kinsinger is all right. He did the right thing. But Liz Cheney shows me that she has more balls, for lack of a better word in my thinking process, than any Republican or Democrat for that matter. I hate her social policies. I hate her economic policies. But she is one that we're going to say in the future helped save the nation, if in fact that's what we get to do. Liz Cheney, she has more gall than anybody I know. She's not gall. I need a positive word. That's a powerful woman. And every time the congressman, the chairman, passes it on to her, I just wait to hear what she's going to say, because the person that has so much substance and ding into Donald Trump is Liz Cheney. And if Wyoming knows what's good for them, they will, in fact, re-elect Liz Cheney, because Liz Cheney shows that what she is a true patriot. Bridge MCP, it was with ones who had a clear mind, open mind. Yes, Julio Rodriguez says, replying to Daniel Ledo, can you forecast the numbers for today, genius? Actually, like I said, the numbers for the last 2 days were excellent. They were great. No, it is resonating. Trump is demand from Peggy Lopez. Trump is demanding equal time. He should just come to the committee and tell his side of the story. That's all he needs to do. Daniel Ledo, Julio Rodriguez, you're absolutely correct. I'm a genius. Oh, I know. You change a few letters in that. Rodriguez says, bruh, everything out for you to see. If you choose to close your eyes and get hit by a truck, it isn't the truck's fault. Bridge MCP says, Rump goes to jail and those people will revolt. Why don't they just drink the poison and go away? Jim Jones. Yeah. Norman Reynolds says, all this talk will not assuage an addict to his next hit. The people who continue to support the current GOP are addicted to fascism and hate of America's left-leaning citizens. The reason they hate the left-leaning citizens is because of the caricature they have of the left-leaning citizens. I tell you, Brother Norman, and this is where I have my hope, well, it's not hope. I've proven this. When I sit down and talk to people, not as a left-wing progressive that I have, but for the policies that I support, for the things that I want for them. Because remember, when I'm talking to these people, I'm talking to them. I'm talking in their framework. Oh, they're eating it up. They want what I'm saying I want for them. They don't know that I'm a left-wing progressive. They want what I'm offering them. So, and every single time I speak to a middle-class person, I always, 90% of the time, they're not going to become a Democrat, but they agree with the policies that I support. They agree with just about every policy that I support. Egberto, thank you for reading out that long intro post in full. Of course, sir. Daniel Ledo to Bridge MCP, wishing for the death of your political opposition means you have no arguments left. I don't know who did that. Look, I can care for them, but I'm not giving medicine to the dead. There you go, sis. Peggy Lopez says, Restream, but Trump is the cool aide. E2247 says, who done it? 45, we gave him the weapon, Eastman. Who knew he did it? Eastman and 45, jail them all. Yeah, they're both treasonous. They're traitors. Shiva Las Vegas, welcome aboard. E2247, any questions? January 6 hearings. Daniel Ledo says, LOL, the fake show trial really has Egberto fired up. That's what happens when you believe the lies. What specifically did they say that were lies? Please tell me. Your conservative judge, these were all Republicans, huh? By the way, notice what this committee is doing. Who was in power? Republicans. Who prevented Donald Trump from doing a whole lot of what he was attempting to do? Republicans. Good Republicans. We may not agree with them, but you know what they are? They did what was necessary to ensure that the right thing got done. BD Parler, it's all about power and fear. Exactly right, Senor Hermano BD Parler. That's Bruce Pollard. AC Rodriguez says, I completely understand the thought process of trying to give those people love, but there's a difference between coddling and loving somebody. I agree with that. They need to have the hard truth delivered to them. You can call it tough love if you want, but sometimes you just need to be slapped in the face and told the act. Hey, look, I do that. Don't get me wrong. I do that. I tell Brother Ledo here, you know, I love the guy and all of that, but he slapped me, I'm going to slap him twice. Okay, I'm not going to take crap from anybody, physical or otherwise. But by the same token, I am not going to hate somebody just because they are misled by folks who know how to get to them. Michael Rudnan says, Trump has committed so many crimes, both political, inciting insurrection, subordinate election fraud, and financial enterprise corruption, tax evasion, bank fraud, insurance fraud, charity fraud, ties to organized crime, money laundering, dark money bribes. The list goes on and on. When Trump goes to prison, it will come with so much evidence that it cannot be ignored that it was just deserved. Hell, he doesn't even need a trial. We just need to throw the son of a gun in jail. Terry Mercer. Too many U.S. coups and attempted coups on the undeveloped word to count. And this one to the list. Chickens coming home to roost. There you go, Brother Mercer. Bridge MCP says, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Bridge, have you ever gotten some of those right-wingers cornered and just have a conversation with them? That is where, look, I've been doing this for a very long time, including to Tea Partiers. The ones that always come to mind is Daniel Boone, the descendants of Daniel Boone that live in Katy. I spoke to the grandson, the grandfather, and it was amazing. Hell, one of them wanted eventually to come into go into business with me. But what I'm trying to say is, no, there are people, not everybody is going to be the type that says, I just won't listen to what you have to say. Not everybody is going to do that, okay? Some will, and those you just put those on the, those guys are just nuts. They're crazy. They will wallop into their own ignorance. Let them eat their own ignorance. That's fine. But there are a lot of people that are honestly ignorant, and when informed, even if they don't change right away, later on they come back and they say, I see the light. I see it now. Okay, so let's be there, my dear brothers and sisters. All right. Bridge MCP, no. Michael says, that's a reply. BD Pollard says, that's a reply. Bridge says, they know what they're doing. Treason by any other name. Bruce says, you have a point, Daniel. It does look like a TV trial for more than one infraction that Merritt G should address. I want to know who didn't protect the Capitol and why. Well, remember, the executive is the president. I know a lot of people would like to throw Nancy Pelosi under the bus and say, hey, she should have run the thing. Look, by the time we had an insurrection, it was time to call out the National Guard. And it was Brother Pence who had to do that. The Capitol Police was holding the fort down long enough for there to be called the National Guard, which didn't. Yeah, E2247, I am jazzed up. Yes, I'm jazzed up. All right, folks, for those of you who are just joining us, please consider becoming a part of our PDR Posse on YouTube by just clicking that join button. Click that join button and help us continue to put the message out. And by the way, I wrote a blog on the oil prices, why we really have an oil glut. It's really an oil glut. And I want you guys to know that we have an oil glut. That oil stuff, that Putin this and Putin that, it's a lie that's used to convince you that you should be okay with paying higher prices for gasoline. And I made the case yesterday on the show. I chopped it up and created a blog for it. I really want you to use it. I sent it out on Medium as well. So consider checking it out on Medium. Let me put that link in here. And please go ahead, folks, and subscribe to Medium. Get a Medium membership. You don't only get the chance to read my material, but you get a chance to read hundreds, thousands of great, great, great writers. I mean, we learned some stuff from those writers. I mean, rather, I will say it myself. I've learned from so many writers on Medium because, again, it's not catered from New York Times or have to go through that filter. It's just people writing and saying, you know what? I know stuff and I will say my piece. So check out my latest article titled, There's an Oil Glut, Not a Shortage. High Prices Are a Worldwide Fraud by Corporations. And here is why. And again, the case is a common sense case that I make. But please go ahead and read it. Please go ahead and share it. It's very important that we start taken away these lies that these people are coming out with. It's so important that we do that. All right, Daniel Edo says, fake trial. No, Daniel, it's not a fake trial. AC Rodriguez says, I completely understand the thought process trying to give those people love. I got that. I read that already, too. And I read Terry Mercer's piece. And let's see. AC Rodriguez says, you thought I was talking to you directly. It's okay, Sunshine. You're not the center of attention all the time. All right, we continue. Egberto's Jazz. Yes, I agree to disagree, but the rest are just ignorant. I agree to a degree is what she says. Okay, AVQ says, Tory Mercer, yep, what Trump did was a self-coup. When those in power lose an election and try to overturn it with force. AC Rodriguez says, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Right-wingers say it all the time. Looks, lock them up, lock them up, lock them up. I agree. Alistair Water says, I wish I could convince my loved ones that are indifferent to the events of January 6th to care. I just remember to give them Luddig's piece that I just played. I just played it. Wait, Fox aired it? Yes, Breach. Fox aired it. Full-fledged Fox aired Mr. Luddig. In fact, I created that clip from a piece of Fox. Michael Rodney says, at least 20 million watched January 6th hearing. The number is the ballpark of big television events like Sunday Night Football and more. Actually, yeah. And that doesn't count everything else. Sister Jan says, Build Back Better is a train wreck. I don't even think you could name me the pieces of Build Back Better, sister. You're just parroting what right-wingers want you to parrot. Why don't you try to think for yourself and think what's good for you, Miss Sister Jan? Think about what you need. Think about what you want. Don't think about what the plutocracy is telling you. Tom C. says, New York Times, 6/15/22. Biden slaps oil companies for profiteering at the pump. In a letter to 7 large energy firms, President Biden said excessive marches were worsening the pain for American consumers. I saw that message that you sent to me as well, Tom. That is true, but it is time to stop for Biden to stop just talking. Start the process of nationalizing the oil industry, period. They show that they are thugs. Nationalize the oil industry now. You put that word out, you see the price of oil drop in half because there is a glut of oil that they're hiding. That's why you notice nobody has a problem finding gasoline. Nobody has a problem finding diesel. But you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to play that piece that I did. It's a condensed portion that I did yesterday here. I want to play that because I want to make it clear again. Laughing my A off, Egberto. The problem you have with economics is that you know the basics, but then you go off the deep end, left side, blaming things that aren't the reason for the problems. And again, what is it that you disagree with? You believe in supply and demand, true? Yes. All right, so there is a large supply of oil out there still. We've already postulated that Americans have only dropped their intake of gasoline by 2% with this rise in price. And nobody has had any problems finding gasoline or oil or diesel anywhere. There is ample supply. And let me tell you why there's ample supply, because there's a lot of cheating as well. China is buying a whole lot of Russian oil on the cheap. And India is buying a whole lot of Russian oil on the cheap. And if you believe the truth that is, that oil is oil, right? It means that if India is not buying oil from Shell and Exxon anymore, or China is not buying oil from the majors, but buying the clandestine oil from Russia, then you can understand why we really don't have a shortage. Now, why are they raising the prices? Because they can tell you, they can lie to you, to anyone who is gullible, and say, Russia is causing the price of oil. Here is a counterintuitive thing, people. Russia at war, producing the same amount of oil as it did, because the war is not in Russia. The war is in Ukraine. So therefore, Russia's oil, and they're probably pumping more than normal anyway, should be bringing down the price of oil. Oh, counterintuitive. Because you're buying all the crap you're hearing on TV. Go to India and read the Indian newspapers. They are filling themselves up with Russian cheap oil. And China is doing the same thing. That means China and these guys aren't buying oil off the high price market. which means there should be somewhat of a glut. Why do you think the oil companies really aren't drilling? Oh, they're going to say, oh, it's Biden. He has these policies that are stopping this. No, it's not Biden. They are making a calculated decision that costs all of us money, when in reality, there is likely a glut of oil. Oh my God, Egberto, that is counterintuitive. The Putin tax, even Biden. I think Biden even himself knows the truth. I think he's lying. There should be a glut of oil. Yes, Europe is not buying oil, but India and China are buying oil from elsewhere. And don't think that Brazil and all these countries aren't getting that cheap oil and putting and rebranding that oil on the market. I mean, so folks, please, I wish you won't just buy what you hear on TV. I wish you'd listen to what you hear on TV, listen to what I say, listen to what everybody else say, and then do some thinking on your own. One of the things that you get from politics done right is you're not going to get the same old BS that you're going to get on TV. Oh, think this way. You need to think that way. And all these different ways they want to tell you. They want to tell you why the prices are high. No. Yeah, Biden gave you a lot of money. And that money, they know you have it. And because they know you have it, they know if they raise their prices, you're going to still buy it because you want it. Man, we are taken to the cleaner so often. And because we are gullible into believing the things that they tell us, we just take it. We just take it. We just let them kick us and say, kick us one more time, please. Politics Done Right depends on you to keep doing what we do. What do we do? We make sure to keep, number one, the internet seeded with blogs and information to counter the right and to present what progressives represent for the benefit of us all, to everybody, so that it's not misread, misled by any other entity. We make sure and populate that internet with blogs, with videos, with all these other things to make sure that we are informed and to counter everything that you normally hear that are lying at the right. We also make sure to create articles in magazines, articles in newspapers all around the country to ensure, again, that our message gets out there. Last but not least, we also write books, as you see it, Class Warfare, the Only Resort to Right-Wing Doom, How to Make America Utopia, are two of the many books that I've written on these issues. So please support us in one of many ways. Numero uno, you can support us at PayPal, either one time or monthly. Go to politicsdoneright.com/PayPal. You can support us on Patreon. That is politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. You can support us by becoming a part of our YouTube channel, going to politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. Or you can support us in many other forms that you can find at politicsdoneright.com/support. Be sure to visit our store, politicsdoneright.com/store, and get our books at politicsdoneright.com/books. Politics Done Right depends on you. So then, folks, please go ahead and find one or many ways to support us. Make sure that we can continue to inform people as they need to be informed. Like I said, I just played you that piece about the oil. You know, I sat down thinking about this oil for a long time and thinking how these guys are making record profit and how comes they're not really, really trying to drill. They're just saying, oh, open up more zones, open up more zones. You know, they're using, you know what, there's this phrase that says, don't forget to use a downturn for your benefit. And that's what they're trying to do. Oh, there's a war in Ukraine. It's going to affect oil prices. Okay, good. And then they lie to you. There ain't no oil shortage. I've been saying that for a long time. And now we have the evidence in the article that I showed you that the oil from Russia is still getting on the market, which means there's a lot of oil elsewhere. So let's not forget that, brothers and sisters. Breach says, the chairman of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot said Thursday that the panel will invite Virginia Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Yes, 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 yes. Additionally speaking, we have the chair. Bruce says, feeling down that leftist causes remain stalled. Let me tell you something, Bruce. Let's not feel down. Let's just get the job done. That's what we are here for. Let's get the job done. You are instrumental in making sure the job gets done because you make sure and invest in those of us who are actually getting the job done. We're going to get this job done. In fact, watch us at here in Texas. Watch the sweep that's going to occur in Texas when my neighbor Michael Collier wins the lieutenant governor and Beto O'Rourke wins the governorship. Watch that big change that's coming. Daniel Ledo says, Maywood, I've watched some. The propaganda gets tiresome after 10 minutes. It's so obvious what they're doing. Oh, sure. I mean, the propaganda, like when they were trying to get Hillary Clinton on, what was that place again? Everything was that place in the Middle East. What was it called again? Forget the name of the place. God, sometimes my mind just goes, you know? Anyhow, Alistair Waters say, what should spa? Bridge MCP say, psst, Daniel, he lost. Absolutely, he did. All right, Michael Rennie says, what does the left want? Create a government that prioritizes the needs of people and in every position, more power to the people. And I mean to all the people. Higher wages, better benefits, healthcare, education, more infrastructure spending, cleaner environments. Exactly. That's what Democrats, that's what progressives want. Today, if you to replay time 2:48, today is 6/16/22, select committee hearing. I'll look for it. Michael Brennan says, conservatives loves to caricature the left all right. So what does the left want? Create a government. I just read that. So thank you again for repeating it, but I read it. Bruce says, $300 bail, 100 hours social support, and a pardon for all. BGMCP, those right-wingers are family and believe like Ledo. I have some in my family as well, believe it or not. And I just keep the talking. All right, we know exactly what we do, and we know what to do. You will not be forgotten. Wow, Daniel, I don't know what that means, but I imagine you know what it means. Huh. Newsweek fact check, Trump didn't call in the National Guard after rioters stormed the Capitol. Pence did. Exactly. Daniel Ledo says, so if Egberto knows that the Putin price hike is Biden's propaganda, why does he not question any of the other lies Biden tells? I question everything, absolutely everything. And when it's a lie, it's a lie. When it's not, it's not. Michael Ronin says, Jan, you might find this Time magazine article worth reading. The House just passed Biden's Build Back Better bill. Here's what it is. Thank you for really pointing that out, my dear friend. Garland, DOJ, investigate January 6th committee evidence against Trump. Okay, what else we got here? Michael Ronin says, Egberto, crude oil prices are up from $80 per barrel last year to $110 per barrel this year. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is one of three major factors. The other two factors are increase in post-pandemic demand and oil corporations' record-breaking profit margins by way of... Look, I eliminate two of them. I eliminate Russia, and I eliminate the other factors. Here, again, is my reasoning, Michael Rudnan. Please, 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 follow my thinking here. Please. Russia's oil remains on the market, but it remains on the market at a discount. So therefore, the aggregate cost of oil, if Russian oil, which are however many million barrels, is being sold at a discount, the aggregate cost of oil is should have declined, especially since by China and India buying up Russian oil, and you know they're pumping more as well, according to the economic magazine that I quoted in my article, that means more oil is left on the market. The empirical evidence that says there is more than enough oil on the market is that even with high prices of oil, gasoline, and people only haven't reduced their usage by 2%, there is no time that you find like oil or gasoline is running out anywhere. If there was a shortage, then if we kept the same amount of oil that we're purchasing, if there was a shortage, there would be scarce areas where you would have no gas, no oil, etc. That's not the truth. And that's why I eliminate Russia and I eliminate more oil being used. Like I said, we are swimming in oil. We are swimming in oil. Do not believe the racket that you are hearing. Not only that, but we can bring on oil from many other places. You are not going to get that in standard news. And the reason why is how is it Exxon going to say, like, I can just turn the tap on in different areas, but I won't. And they won't because they want to keep the price. Look, there has never been a real oil shortage. It's always controlled by a cartel. That is why I say it is time to nationalize the oil sector. Punto y final. Nationalize the oil sector. Okay. If the January 6th committee uncovers, this is from AC Rodriguez. If the January 6th committee uncovers crimes, which they have, and they do not refer DOJ, that is a dereliction of duty. According to the chairman of the committee, that is not their job. They don't have the legal right to do that. They can go ahead and write a letter and say, yeah, we're recommending that you charge these guys, but it has no weight. Whether it seems political or not, it's not the point. If wrongdoing is uncovered, you report it to the authorities, saying staying silent or in the appearance of neutrality is something clearly wrong. It's complicit. I agree. Look, I want them to come out with a report, and that report says we found that they did X, Y, and Z, but they can't give an official referral. They can just send a piece of paper to the DOJ and say, hey, we think they committed crimes here. Now it's on you. So I think that's what you mean, though, Brother Rodriguez. Eric Hayes says, the response to the administration letter, we have been in regular contact with the administration to update the president and his staff on the ExxonMobil has been investing more than other companies, any other company to develop U.S. oil and gas supplies. This includes investment in the U.S. more than $50 billion over the last 5 years, resulting in an almost 50% increase in U.S. production of oil. During this period, globally, we've invested double what we've earned over the past. None of that turns me on because, again, it's all relative. They collect hundreds of billions of dollars a year. So that's crap. I mean, I want the industry nationalized. Nationalize the oil business. It's time. They are transferring the wealth of most Americans to a few. Daniel Leto said, okay, he just said he thinks Biden is lying, yet somehow he is. Okay, let's continue. DOJ watching the January 6th hearing. DOJ is running a parallel investigation. DOJ doesn't need Congress to refer individuals who have committed crimes to charge them. DOJ can do that on their own. Congress not doing any DOJ referrals is a political move to prevent the appearance of partisanship. Personally, I think that's a mistake. Democrats should refer anyone who planned, incited, or I agree. But again, it has no weight. But just bull, you and Yellen appear really spewing the same blame game. It's not blame. It's just a fact. Tory Mercer. It looks like the Goldwater Lincoln Republicans will be teaming up again as they did in 2020 for the 2024 election if the new fascist Trump Republican Party sweeps a presidential primary. Tory Mercer says, which means that the progressive will need to sit on our thumbs until 2028. And then it's all about AOC Warnock ticket. Woot, woot. I would love to see an AOC Warnock ticket. All right, Michael Rudnick, Benghazi. Thank you, brother Benghazi. I remember it was all Benghazi. There's nothing ever there. Bridge MCP says, Egberto Willis, I may have missed if you saw this. Did Fall News air the hearing? Yes, they did. I played that piece that I played was from Fox News. Daniel Lado says, replying to AC Rodriguez, whoa, you get it, don't you? This is about a real trial for Trump or anybody. It will never go to the DOJ. Why? Because it's a political trial. No, it is. The DOJ is watching. Norman Reynolds, thank you for telling me as well. Benghazi. Egberto, pardon every once in a while. I need to edit one of my comments. And when I do so, I delete the old one. Guess you see both anyway. Yes, I do. Do you question the ineptitude that press person keeps coming up with the binder and cannot even answer simple questions? Ineptitude? I wonder why you would think that. Did you say that when Jen Psaki was going through the binders? They should go through the binders to make sure they're given accurate information. Liberals are idiots, according to this is the name of this person. Adam Schiff has to take the stand too. Michael Rodney says, Egberto, I see you're thinking Russia's oil is being sold at a discount to China and India, meaning the total supply is remaining. So Russia's invasion of Ukraine shouldn't be a contributing factor to oil prices, but you're wrong that it is not, as the instability alone contributes to part of the price hike. And henceforth, my point, only those people who know pricing know that that instability has no purpose of being there. The war is far away from the production of oil. The war is in Ukraine. Russia produces oil in Siberia and all these other places far away. All their ports are open. The ports that are closed are in Ukraine. The people in the know knows that. The investors in these oil companies know that. And that's why in the article I say these people are snowing Americans based on their ignorance. Ken F., thank you for reminding me. It's Ben Gassi as well. And that's my point. Egberto, that said, the primary cause of rising oil is big oil record profit margins. Yes, by way of oil gouging, yes. And yay, I agree that we should nationalize the oil sector. I know we're in agreement, Brother Rudnin. Of course we are. We're both progressives and generally 90% of the stuff or more we're going to believe in. Eric Hayes says, just go change the expensive trajectory we are now on to do it in November. We'll see. Norman Reynolds says, the margin at refineries is how we can see the gouge oil refiners are getting us for. Exactly. All right. Bridge MCP said, deleted a bunch of spam. Thank you, Bridge. Eric Hayes says, finish reading it. Absolutely not. I don't pollute my people with fallacies. Let's see. But I do read the substance of it so that people can see the fallacies that are trying to be spilled. All right, Liz Cheney is reading the investigation and has spoken more than enough already. I love Liz Cheney. I love Liz. AC Rodriguez, yes, sir. Whether it's a letter, a report, or a carrier pigeon, it needs to be. I like that, Brother Rodriguez. I love that. I love that. I love that. Harry Kay says, greenflation is no. Bidenflation, no. What we're looking at, well. You guys that just spew right-wing parroting stuff amuse me. Eric Hayes says, Saki is smart, so expect good lies. But the bad ones we get now is just the same over and over and over. Saki, okay. That, you know, Eric, here's your statement. Saki is smart, so expect good lies. But the bad ones we get now is just same over and over and over again. Saki is smart. Saki is smart. Why is it that you don't think Corinne Jean-Pierre is smart? Do you know that Corinne Jean-Pierre is actually more educated than Saki? You don't know that, right? Or you choose not to know that. And for what reasons would you? Why would you make that assumption? Why, you know, those things take me, really hit me sometimes. Sometimes it actually touches a nerve that I went through when I started working in corporate America. You know, it always hits me. Because I remember how many people thought I was an engineer. And by the way, I was a damn good engineer. How many people thought that I was an engineer because of some damn quota? For that time, I became a Republican and started talking against affirmative action till a reporter at ABC said, you are an idiot, Egberto. You're changing for that. You're going to change again. You will become a progressive again, and you're going to believe in affirmative action. I told him, no way. Later on, I called him up and said, brother, you are absolutely right. Because you'd have people like Eric Hayes that knows nothing about Saki and Corinne Jean-Pierre and just makes the assumption that Saki has a higher level of intelligence than doing what research you should do before making such an asinine statement. Sorry for getting that one, just brought back issues of being of your in your intellect and intelligence being judged by your hue. Sorry about that, guys. That one just hit that nerve. I mean, it just hit it. And usually I completely control that, but that one hit that nerve. That one hit that nerve. Okay, because those microaggression that so many people do so often really hits. I am very surprised at you, Eric. Yes, I am. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, let's continue the thing. I have another video to show you, but it is too late. So I'll just continue with whatever messages you guys have here. I'm not even going to read his message. Eric, I am surprised at you. You're smart and funny, but still do not see. It's amazing. AC Rodriguez, it's amazing how that stereotype is perpetuated all the time. I would always get looked over when they ask for management. Then they realize I run the place. It's amazing. You know, it's amazing too. I work for a company, an oil service company, and that company was a back-ass word. And I got them into the 20th century by putting in a code management system, by putting in a network. You name it, I did it. And when it came to get the manager, they went to the damn Transco to get a redneck person who knew nothing about all of this and then asked me to teach him what I set up there. You know what I did? I left and went immediately to work for NASA. And believe it or not, I had some of those same issues at NASA. But, you know, I'm going to give you a quick story. This is in my next book as well. Work at NASA. One company stole me from another company because we were all working on a space station project. And I knew about TCP/IP and how TIFF, and I wrote the transfer module. And when I went to the meeting, I didn't know about TCP/IP. I went the whole weekend and studied like a crazy person to make sure I didn't look like a fool in the meeting. It turns out when we went to the meeting, I was the only one that wasn't a fool, that knew the material because I studied. At that point, Ford Aerospace looked at Planet Research Corporation and they said, hey, would you come and work for us? I'm like, I'm working for Planet. We'll make it worth your while. So they paid me more to jump ship. And at the same time, though, they said, but the position that we're giving you is not going to have that senior engineer on it. But, you know, we're going to pay you the same, the level. And I said, okay, no problem. I thought it was just a Ford Aerospace thing. Then one of the secretaries told me, Egberto, they just brought in this guy as a senior. He's making less money than you are, but he brought him in as a senior. Don't tell them that I told you. I went to my boss and I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. But you brought him in as a senior, but he makes less. You brought him in as a senior. You didn't give me the title senior. Egberto, please don't do anything. Please don't do anything. I'm going to take care of this right away. Remember, I wasn't the one who hired you. I'm going to take care of it right away. By that afternoon, I was a senior. But you have to live through this over and over and over again. Over again. And Eric Hayes just proves it. Over and over and over again, one has to live this. And you then tell us, oh, why do you think it's all equal and all that BS? All that BS. Michael Rennie says, company already had someone who does all the jobs, doesn't promote them, hire someone from the outside who needs training. Yeah, bad management. It's amazing. It's amazing. Anyhow, folks, we are at the end of the show. Got to get out of here. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to me. Also, I want to thank you for getting that vent, allowing me to vent based on what Eric's poor choice of words and poor analysis of people. But anyhow, thank you so kindly. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right. And you guys know how I end this program. I am what? Out. We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.